Now I want to ask you, how many here without prayer cards? It says, Brother Branham, tonight, by the help of God, I'm going to yield myself to the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to pray that God will turn you around to me and let me know when I'm going to get well or something about me that will stir my faith. I will believe. Will you do it? Everywhere else without prayer cards. You can't always tell it's everywhere. All right. Look, just go ahead and live. The reason I say without prayer cards, the one with prayer cards is going to come up here. The one without prayer cards might not. And it might be your last time. Somebody that's up there big and healthy. Look like it. Might have a heartbeat and have to stop in the next 15 minutes. Right? Something has to be done. Here's such a poor lady sitting here in a wheelchair. I've seen her tonight. I know exactly what's wrong with her. I know what caused it. I see her a night or two ago, and I thought, sure, the angel of the Lord standing right there, the faith would come. I started to call, and I see it went over to another lady. See? I believe she's near as time. That's right. You look at her, you feel sorry. You say, that's a woman. But remember, that woman could live for 50 more years just like that. But maybe that big, healthy man sitting out there with a heart trouble won't live the rest of the night. God knows all things, doesn't he? He knows all things. He knows what has to be done. All right. Okay. Here she is. Excuse me. I didn't mean that, sister. I thought that. All right. Now, this lady here, it's the day again, the first. Now, I'm going to ask you if you'll do something for me. Now, if the engineers there will watch this microphone, they tell me I don't talk loud enough when the anointing comes down. I don't even know where I'm at the time. That's the reason I'm in another world. So now, if you just be real reverent, and see Brother Brown standing here, Brother Moore here, they're watching every minute. That's what they're standing there for. They know just exactly when something happens to me that they've got to take me. Then when they take me, the other minister comes right to the platform, he's right in the spirit, he has to make the altar call. Or do whatever it feels led to do. I try. When I feel them hit me on the side, I know I'm supposed to make a committal prayer. And that's about all I remember until the next day they tell me about it. Now may he add his blessings now in Jesus' name. Now for the glory of God, and for the cause of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under my control. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that is unruly things, but I'm waiting for it. Now, lady here, I want to talk to you, lady. Can you hear me all right? Just as my voice is over this year. Now, I suppose us being strangers to each other, God knows both of us, so does he? He knows both of us. He knows, you know, lady, as well as he, I have no way at all of knowing what you want just as a man. That would be totally impossible for me to know it. Of us strangers and just met right here, how in the world would I know what you want? But Jesus Christ knows you before you were born. He knows me before I was born. You are a Christian believer. I perceive that because your spirit feels welcome. As you're conscious that something is taking place now. I want the audience to watch the woman. Just watch her. She watch any patient that comes here when the angel moves near and watch what how he looks. They'll get white around the mouth and something will happen to them. See, they're standing in his presence. Between me and the woman right now, I know, just like someone has moved right in here. I don't see it yet. Don't know nothing, but it'll break through and something will tell her. I don't know what she's here for. It might be that she's sinned. It might be that she's sick. It might be that she has domestic troubles. I don't know what she wants. But God does. So he has to do it. And in doing so, well, you would believe that it had to come from a supernatural resource. Will the audience believe the same thing? Has to come. Then if Jesus has raised from the dead now, that's the supernatural. That's a miracle, is it? It cannot be explained. It's a miracle. Then, see, I didn't ask something. You come here to know him because he told me I'll be with you. And I believe him. I believe him with all my heart. And of course, we see you wearing glasses. Of course, we know if there's something wrong with your eyes, we wouldn't be wearing glasses. But now, maybe it's something different. I couldn't say, but the Lord Jesus knows. Now, just as we're looking to each other, the Holy Spirit moving between us, and No. It's getting real light around you. You're not here for him because you've just been healed.
That's right. Sunday night.
You heal here Sunday night, brother?
Yes.
Now, how would I know you were healed Sunday night? Something had to tell me that. Is that right? How do you believe with all your heart?
I do.
With all your heart. I see someone else. It's a man standing by your side now. And that's your husband. And he has arthritis. That's right. And there's something else is your, it's two children. It's grandchildren. And it's TB. And you're come to ask prayer for them. Thus saith the Lord. That's true, isn't it? Absolutely, it's the name of the Lord. You believe you will get what you ask for?
Yes, thank you.
Come here. Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, I bless this, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ, that she gets the desire of her heart. Don't fear, sister, you get what you ask for. Or just be real reverent. Do you now believe? Every one of you? Now, friends, that's the way the meeting should be. Everybody right now should just accept their healing. Just believe on the Lord. That settles it, you see. Moses, he had a sign to do, and he's done just exactly what God told him. They all looked at it, they followed him, done just exactly what he said. Be the Lord. Oh, I'm so thankful for him. All right, you're the lady of the patient. All right, sister, look this way now. Believe with all your heart. Now, if anything I could do to heal you, if you're wanting anything from the Lord, you're wanting from him, not from me, see, because if there's anything I could do as a man, I'd do it if I could. If there's anything to help you. But I'm so limited on things. I might be able to scrape up a little bit of money or something like that, but that's about all I could do. If you wanted to go somewhere, I might be able to hire a cab to take you or something. But now, if it's for anything beyond my reach, the only thing I can do is pray for you. But if God has to give it to you. But, he is sure, and to my teaching of the Bible, that he's already given you what you want, but you just have to have faith enough to receive it. So then through a divine gift, maybe telling you what you want, that lets you know that you're in his presence. And then you receive what you want. You believe that? If he will let me know exactly what you're here for, just the one thing of what you're here for, would you accept it right then and say, I believe it because you know it with, you believe with every bit of your heart? Lady, you're in terrible agony. You're suffering. And I see you at a doctor, and the doctor shakes his head. You're given up by a doctor for something. It's cancer. I see it rolling your slip. Cancer. And you can't do no more about it. And then you're worried about a child. And that child, I see a light look like some time ago. The child had leukemia and was healed.
Right.
And it's anemia now, and you want prayer for it. Come here. Almighty God, in whom you love and trust, give blessings to this woman for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I ask it. Amen. Now look here just a moment, sister. You believe now you get what you ask for? Ma'am. A nurse in the hospital?
County hospital?
Are you as a nurse? Well, God bless you. What would you have?
TB
in the throat. And God, you know Jesus? How long ago has it been, lady? my first meeting here.
Oh! 2 weeks and a half.
Yes, 2 weeks and a half, and Brother Outlaw brought me down there. Right. That's how I remember that.
I prayed for Hank. The Lord wouldn't let you pray for Hank.
God bless you. That's right. And here you are now. Ever what was wrong, I don't know now. But you'll get well just the same. That's your faith. There's another thing you might know while you're standing there. Your husband needs healing too, doesn't he? He has a tumor on the brain. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. And I go back. Let us say praise the Lord. Now, look this away just a moment and believe with all your heart. Believe that God's going to heal or whatever it is to be done. You believe with all your heart? Or we're strangers to each other. I do not know it. God bless you, Mother. You just had a trip somewhere. You've come from a place, or you've been many places. What's this child standing here? The child has something wrong in his throat. And the doctor has tried. You went to Dallas, Texas with that child. I see you leaving a city called Dallas. And the doctor wants to operate on the child. And you're afraid for the operation because you just lost a boy. And the operation killed the boy, and the boy was operating the brain. A brain operation for tumor, and killed the boy. And you're afraid for the child. Come here just a minute. Heavenly Father, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. I bless them in Jesus' name. They're all may be granted unto them. Healing of the body, ever what they have need of, I lay my unworthy hand in the name of Jesus Christ as his servant, which ordained us that we should go into all the world, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I do this in Jesus Christ's name as a believer. Amen. Don't fear, sister. Lord, God go with you. This is the man. How do you do, sir? We are strangers to each other, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
Was that child just at the prayer line? Out there. Oh, I see. All right. I see a light hanging over the child. No doubt what was the matter with it, God's going to let it get well. Still hangs there for the child. We are strangers to one another, brother. I do not know him. I guess I've never seen him alive. But God knows both of us. You believe me, or it's his servant, don't you, brother?
I do.
I have all your heart that I can help you to find faith in the Lord Jesus. One thing between you and I see as the vision is breaking is a blood moving. It's a blood condition that you have. It's a diabetes. And you just been in a hospital and been operated on around last year. And they said the limbs, the legs moved up. They were operating as a prostrate condition. And it was unsuccessfully. It's still bothering you. Those things are true. But Jesus Christ is here to make you whole. Do you believe it, brother? Come here. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for my brother that you'll make him whole, and may he go from here tonight and be a well man as I hold him to my body as the point of contact of the Holy Spirit is here now. Who can tell him? Reveal. Let the angel of the Lord touch him just now by the merits of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Go be happy. Something happened to you. You know it is for you. Amen. Don't doubt. Have faith now. How do you do, lady? Listen, lady. We're strangers to one another. We've seen you before. But I mean, I don't know you this far. You believe the Lord Jesus with all your heart? You believe him to be his servant? Lady standing on the steps with the dark glasses on, colored lady, you believe him to be his servant? You want to accept your healing where you're standing, your face, something begin to move on you just as I talk to the lady, if they try to wave your hand. It's the Holy Spirit, the angel hanging over you. You're suffering, you're blind, one eye. And you also have a tumor that's trying to take your life. Return to your seat and receive your healing. hand peeping over a man's shoulder. Yes, your praying sister, you thought if I could get around and look at that man in the face, it'll go on me. Isn't that what you prayed for? Is that what you said, God? Raise up your hand if that's the truth. Stand up on your feet now. You had a hand. That's right. You keep your eyes set in your heart. If that man will look at me, I'll be healed. Is that right? That's right. Raise your hand. That's right. Now you get what that is. Hallelujah. You bring that sign you for that sister, go eat your supper. Are you believing? You can be healed right now. Stand up on your feet, every one of you. Hallelujah. Almighty God, in the name of the Lord, come on, Jesus, I have
now to the audience, to you here, with the prayer cards and signed up. Now, I cannot say that you're going to be healed. Do you hear those stretchers and cots and chairs and out there in the audience? I cannot say that you're going to be healed. But I say this, if you are on the basis of first the Word of God, that's the first and foundation. On the basis of the Word of God, will accept Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as your healer. And believe that I told you the truth, watch what God does for you. That's it. Now to the people in the audience, yes. Did they get them all in the line? How many did they call? That's all they got for. All right. Or is this the person? How do you do, lady? Now the engineer will watch this.
Sometimes when anointing strikes, I do not know how low it gets. It's in another world. Now I'm going to ask you, please don't move around, will you, for me tonight? It just barely kills me when you're moving around. It takes every spirit just in line, pulling. Now just be real reverent. The brethren here will tell you when they take me from the platform. And if he anoints me tonight, I never know when leaving the building. I bid you God's grace be with you. Hope to see you here tomorrow night. Until then, may God overshadow us now with his presence. Now for the glory of God and for the vindication that his Son, Jesus, raised up from the dead by the power of God and is to be with us to the end of the world, I take every spirit in here under my control in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God. Now, sister, I want you to come here, or just stand. That's all right. Stand there, wherever you wish. But I just want to talk to you a minute. Are we're strangers to each other, I suppose. I have never seen you in my life knowing you. Now, I want the audience to, just a moment. Here stands a lady that's a perfect stranger. I have never seen her. We don't know one another, know nothing about each other. But God knows both of us. Now, if Jesus was standing here wearing the same suit, and the woman may be wanting healing, she may be, I don't know what she's wanting. God knows that. I can't tell. And there's no way for me to know what she wants. The only way it can have to be, it has to be revealed to me some way what the woman wants. Is that right, sister? It has to be. Now, if Jesus is raised from the dead and was standing here in a physical body like I am, if she wanted healing, could, now be careful, could he heal her? No, because he's already done it. See? He did that when he died at Calvary. What if she's a sinner wanting salvation? Could he save her? No. He did that when he died for our Calvary. She has to accept it. See? He cannot. All can be done for you is already done. The only thing you can do is accept. See? Not any man's no divine healer. God's already did it. You have to accept it. No man can save, forgive sin. God's already did it. You have to accept your pardon. But if God, by the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, will come and let this woman know, just like the woman at the well, she had something that she had on her heart, she was living with, had five husbands. If God will come and reveal to this woman her cause of being here, her trouble, whatever it is, will all of you out there believe that Jesus is risen from the dead? I want to see your hands way back in the back, if you will, everywhere. That's right. God grant it. Now let it be one accord. Now I want to talk to the woman like he did. Just to say to her, just merely to see what he will say. Now, we being strangers, my sister, not knowing each other, no way of knowing each other, just met here for our first time in life. Perhaps as we passed on the street, just as close as we've ever together in our life. Somebody give you a prayer card, your number was called, and you just come up here, a little card with a number on it, and you're brought up here. Now it has to come through God, if anything is to be done. Isn't that right? There's one thing that something happened to you not long ago. It's something about the hip. It's a bone that keeps slipping out or something, causing a getting sore in your hip. That's the truth. And you have lost a sense of your body, which is a sense of smell. You can't smell anything. That's the truth. What if I tell you Jesus Christ has healed you of it? Do you believe it?
Amen.
You,
I believe it.
You are healed. God bless you. You're very good. Do you believe? Just have faith now. Everyone in the building, I'm quietly. The Holy Spirit's here. How do you do, lady? You and I are strangers to each other also. We do not know each other. But God knows us both, doesn't He? You believe that by the Holy Spirit, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, as plain as I have made it tonight in the Bible and other nights, that if He has risen from the dead, He does the same today that He did then. Now, if the Lord Jesus will let me know what you're here for, will you believe on Him and accept Him? Now, being strangers, you and I, to each other, not knowing one another, first time of meeting in life, then something would have to reveal it to me. Is that right? And you would accept it to be the resurrected Lord Jesus. Will the audience do the same? Now, may He grant it. You're aware, sister, that something's going on. Now, right between you and I has got this light. I don't know whether you see or not, but you're moving away from me. And I see that you are... It's something about a wreck, an automobile accident, a wreck. But you've accepted your healing for that. I see you coming through a prayer line. It was my prayer line, a fast line of some sort. You accepted it. That's the truth. Then, I see something still moving at your heart. You're here for something else. And that's a girl or a woman. It's your daughter-in-law. That's right, isn't it? And she has a condition that's a growing something. It's a tumor. She is a tumor. And she has some kind of a blood, a rare blood. I see the doctor very much puzzled about it. It's a rare blood disease. That's the truth. And your husband needs healing too. A hernia. Isn't that right? And he's sitting right out there. Now you believe? Go and receive that you have healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. Now, friend, everyone in here ought to believe right now and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. For if infallible God will hold you responsible at the day of judgment, to you newborn babes just come to Christ, aren't you happy you accepted the Lord Jesus? Sure. He's here. He loves you. He loves all of you. Now, those visions, now, is what makes me weak. Just have faith, don't doubt. Lady, sitting there praying to get rid of a headache, do you believe God will heal you? Sitting there with your hand up like this? Raise your hand if that isn't the truth. Jesus Christ has healed you. See? little lady sitting next to you there, she kind of struck her, the light hanging over her. You're suffering with a nervous condition, aren't you, lady? Raise up your hand or stand to your feet if that isn't right. It's the truth. It's the truth. God bless you. You go home healed now. I see you standing weary or something or other. It's a devil, a torment, a kind of oppression. It's left you now, sister. Your face made you whole. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't fail. He's the Lord Jesus. Have faith. Don't doubt. This is the patient. How do you do, lady? You believe me to be the servant of the Lord? The reason I say that, not you believe me as the man. Peter and John, when they passed through the gate called Beautiful, said, look on us. It was to catch attention, you see, so they could see what the Lord was going to do. And that's the reason I said that. The angel said, you get the people to believe you. Then be sincere when you pray. Now, we're strangers to one another, aren't we, sister? I don't know you. I've never seen you. You've probably never seen me. We were born probably miles apart and years apart. And the first time, as a man and woman, you are a Christian, a believer. We meet the first time as brother and sister here in the presence of the Lord Jesus. That is true, isn't it? You watch, he's absolutely the truth. And as serving the Lord as long as you have, yet you're right now a witness that something is moving out here that's kind of a little different, isn't it? Kind of a real sacred, loving feeling. If that's the truth, raise up your hand like this so the people can see. See, it's moving between us. You have had some trouble. It's with the head, and it's right in the head. It's the cancer. And I see somebody walking around. No, it's in a doctor's place. And the doctor burnt the cancer off. But the cancer won't heal up. It isn't going getting well. And you want me to pray for it to get well. That's thus saith the Lord. That is true. Come here. Precious Savior, Thou alone can heal. And in respect of Thy word, Lord, which is the truth, I lay my hands upon this woman. Whatever her need is, Lord, Thou knowest alone. I pray that You'll give it to her, and may she be made whole of whatever she has. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you, sister. God bless you. How do you do, lady? Supposing that you and I are strangers to one another, God alone knows us these better since we were born. And I have no way of knowing nothing about you. You're total strength. You want to get over that liver trouble? You do? Your faith heals you, sir. That lady sitting next to you has a colon trouble too, don't you, lady? Your faith has healed you. Jesus Christ makes you well. God bless you now. What did that you say? The same thing that our Lord Jesus did that. They pulled the gift of God with their own faith. The woman and man were sitting there praying in their heart, not knowing one to another. If that's the truth, raise up your hand, Mr. You and she there. This is the truth. That I would turn around and say something to you all because you have a chance to get the platform. Isn't that the prayer you were praying? If it is, shake your hands like that. See? See, brother, sister, it's our lovely Lord Jesus. He's raised from the dead. He sure he loves all of you. Have faith, believe him. Now, just a moment, lady. You believe? You're suffering with something that looks to me as a dark sheet that hangs near you, which it's a nervous condition. You're real upset and nervous, I see you. Have a lot of premeditating of things. Take things over into your own thinking that something's going to be, and usually it's wrong. I'm not reading your mind, but that's the truth. Your life could not be hidden now that the anointing is between us. You're suffering, too, with something that's stiffening you. You're trying to move. At times it's arthritis is moving you. And here's something that you might understand also. You had an accident, a fall, and you broke your wrist. Isn't that right? You believe you're in His presence? You accept your healing? If God Almighty shared with the anointing to know you and know all about you in a dimension that you can't see, but you know something's coming forth that declaring in the natural is supernatural, then He said, these signs shall follow them and believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that the truth? Then for your recovery, I ask for your healing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, ladies. Have faith in God. You believe Him? God heals you of that lung trouble sitting there. Don't worry. He makes you whole. God bless you, yes, sir. Your faith has saved you, sir. God be with you. Come. We're strangers to each other. We do not know each other. But Jesus Christ, God's Son, knows both of us, doesn't He? If God, by His Holy Spirit, then through His uncrouchable servant, will tell you through me, it's your own faith that does it, lady. Tell what your trouble is. Will you believe that I've told the truth about Jesus Christ raised from the dead and standing right here? See, it's your faith that does it, like the woman's faith that pulled right from the Master. Like blind Bartimaeus, the same thing. Your trouble is in your nose. That's right. It's a cancer growth in your nose. That is true. Yeah. Jesus Christ is here to make you whole. You're in His presence. Father God, have mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for her healing. Amen. Look, lady, I want to tell you why that's so easy. There's a man sitting right behind me that had cancer in the nose of the same type. In Calgary, Canada, I laid hands upon him with the same thing, telling him, and it's gone. That's been 7 years ago. Is that right, sir? When I felt that, the witness of your spirit moving this away, going, you'll be as he is. Have faith. Now, lady, you can keep your head bowed, the patient here, if you wish to. It's not reading your mind, you know that. See? But just keep your head bowed if you wish to. I will just talk to you until God shows me what is the trouble. Then you'll accept it, won't you? Now, this can go on hour after hour, but yet, as soon, it makes me so weak. As the people go to believing, I'll say this right now, that if this audience with one accord would accept what they now believe, there wouldn't be a feeble person in the building. If you could accept it on the same ground that you believe it on now. Now, lady, as far as I know, sister, you and I are perfectly total strangers, aren't we? Never met each other in our life. There's no way at all for me to know anything about you unless it's revealed some way. You believe, certainly you're a real believer. I can help you. I can't. God can. But through a divine gift, that your faith will operate itself. Oh my, I tell you, that audience is illuminated. This is the best faith you've had since I've been in Phoenix. You're having some trouble in your chest. And you got a heart condition. Nervous. That's what's causing your heart to be that way. Flutters, hairs on, especially laying down. You're extremely nervous. You have spells that comes on you, makes you weak. And especially when you have to, you're doing your work, you go sit down a whole lot. I see you moving, doing something, and you get melancholy at times, real weeping. I see you wiping the sides of your glasses, standing in a room near a table. And I see you somewhere, you're in an office of some sort. If the doctor, he wants to operate on you. And it's for a fistula condition. Thus saith the Lord. Come near. Almighty Jehovah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, bless this woman with these people in the audience. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Have faith. Sister, if someone thinks that out there I was reading mine, I want you to put your hand on mine. I don't want to read your mind. I don't read your mind. I want you not to even think of what's wrong with you. I want you to think of something else. And if the Holy Spirit will reveal in a vision out here while I have a woman's spirit in contact, what's wrong with the woman? Will you forget about all about mental telepathy and everything? God grant it to you. A lady suffering with a lady's trouble, it's a female condition. If that's right, lady, take your hand off of mine and raise it up to the Lord, the lady here. You have a weakness of a female trouble. You're having a gloomy feeling also, which is caused by that. And you've got lots of things that you think that is wrong with you, which the main thing comes back just to your age and time. That's the truth. Isn't that the truth? I just have to look at you to see. See? Now, whatever you said, I don't know now what it was. What was it? Female's trouble?
They said I didn't have any.
Look this way just a minute.
I just got this ring today. Yeah. Cancer ring. I had cancer in the right side. And since then, my heart
is. See, the only thing I know is seeing those doctors and things examine you in this condition. That is truth, you see. What? That's right. So, you believe now that Christ will heal you? You accept your healing? Do you believe out there that God will heal you? Father God, I pray for mercy that you'll make her well. May she go from here and be well as I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. All right. Come, little fellow. Bless his little heart. This is a child. Little boy, God knows I don't know you. But if the Holy Spirit will show me out here what is wrong with the little boy, will you raise your hand? If God will tell me what's wrong with you, I'll keep your little hand down. The little boy has something wrong in his throat. It's asthmatic condition. He coughs a lot at night. If that's true, little metal man, raise up your hand if this is true. You believe Jesus is going to make you well, honey? I do too. Dear Heavenly Father, as this lovely little boy stands here, and his little blue eyes looking up in deepness of sincerity, I ask that God Almighty, through the resurrection of Jesus, will make the little fellow well. In Jesus' name, I take this curse off of the boy. Amen. God bless you, honey boy. Go on believing in all your needs. All right, come, sister. I want to ask you, do you believe God can heal you if that kidney trouble make you well? You believe it with all your heart? Father God, we pray that you'll heal her and take this curse off of her. And now, in Jesus Christ's name, we ask it to go. Amen. Have faith now. Believe with all your heart. God bless you. Bring the little sister. Bless you, honey. Do you believe Jesus will take this asthmatic condition from you and let you quit coughing and go on where mother has to get up at night to take care of you? You believe he's going to do it? I do too, honey. God in heaven, have mercy on the child and grant this blessing through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. God bless you. All right. You believe? Sister dear, what's arthritis to God? He can make it well just the same as he could cure it if they can. You believe he does it now? Then if you believe it, you shall receive exactly what you ask for. God bless you. Go and lay the peace of God be upon you. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? What's God? Well, it's easy for him to heal your stomach trouble, isn't it? Would you like to go home and eat a great big hamburger again? Go do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you. Now, it was a strange thing when I said stomach about her. You had the same thing, and you was healed sitting in a chair. Just go on. God bless you. How do you do, sister? You want your back to be healed and made well? You believe it with all your heart that God makes your back well? Then you can go and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord. Amen. Just a moment. Have faith. Was that the lady? Was that the platform sitting there weeping just now? Was you the lady up here? It was. Been suffering, extremely nervous too, haven't you? You got something you want to give up also, don't you? That's your husband sitting next by you, isn't it? He has stomach trouble, doesn't he? He wants to give up something too, isn't that right? Stop your smoking now and Jesus will make you completely whole. You believe? Is this the lady? How do you do, lady? You believe the Lord Jesus, the Son of God? You believe him to be his servant? You're suffering with a trouble in your head. Then you've got a boy that you want me to pray for because the boy's an alcoholic. Thus saith the Lord. Go believe and receive what you ask for. You believing? Some of you people in these stretchers here, have faith. Some of you know chairs. I can't heal you. What about you, lady? You believe with all your heart? I can't heal you. Lay here in your stretcher. Cross. I can't heal you, but if God will reveal to me what's your trouble, will you accept it? You will? If you can believe, you got a nervous breakdown, and you're laying there with your nerves broke. If you want to believe Jesus Christ, I can't heal you, but you can't hide your life now. But if you will do as I tell you, as God's servant, You'll rise up from there in the name of Jesus Christ and go home. I know you think you can't walk, but you can. What do you think about it, lady, laying in this death stretcher? If God will reveal to me what's your trouble, will you accept it? Will you obey me as His prophet? You're laying there dying with TB. But Jesus Christ make you well. Do you believe it? Then if you do, take up your bed and go home. Be made well. That's all your faith. That's all my lady. You receive anybody who wants to can be healed right now. Do you believe it?
Now, will everyone do me a favor, please? I know it's hard, young folks. I was young many years ago myself, so it's kind of hard. I know it's set still, but try tonight for the Lord Jesus, for Brother Branham's sake, for Jesus in the prayer line and that. See, each one of you is a spirit. And then when you think you're just going to get contact with that spirit, maybe your mother's sitting up here. Maybe your mother's sitting up in here, your dad, and they want to be healed. Maybe it's your friend. And maybe the Holy Spirit moving in, and you rustling, bustling around, throws it off from them like that. I couldn't explain it. I just ask you to believe it, see. It's just a contact with every spirit. And you're watching every minute to see what the Lord Jesus will do. All right. Now, Almighty God, come now, won't you, Father, these next few minutes. I'm tired and I'm worn out. But the word you've given forth, Lord, the best that I knew how for the little sermonette, teaching people to separate themselves from unbelief. And now, Father, would you come now as you're sending all those lovely people to thy throne and they accepted thee as personal Savior, would you just come now that their faith might be confirmed with great signs and wonders of the resurrected Lord Jesus? Lord, we tell the people that you're not dead, that you're alive and you're here. And now would you just come tonight to take over this poor, unworthy, tired body? God is all I've got to offer you. And I believe you. And make every person in here, their bodies become subject to the Holy Spirit, that their faith might speak. And the Holy Ghost might come to thy servant and do something that would call them all to the knees. Grant our Heavenly Father, while we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, for the glory of God, I take every spirit in here under my control, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, just be reverent as you can be. Just as the Holy Ghost moves in, friend, this great angel is on this picture right here now, and there's an epileptic in here somewhere up, screaming out, see? That's the kind that I want you to keep your children near you, if you will, because they'll go from one to another. I don't know where it's at, but it's in here. So I have faith now, believe, and set still. No matter what happens, set still, just do what it says to. Now, I won't be able to talk to you if it's already taken the anointing on me now. So I will see you tomorrow night, and be God's little children, be reverent. Go to the prayer room as soon as the service is over and the man takes me out. So may God be with you now and bless you. Now this is the lady that's here to be prayed for. All right. Do you believe with all your heart, lady? I do. Now, you being my first person to pray for tonight, I just want to talk to you a minute. Talk to you a little bit. And then in order to do that, it's to get in contact with your human spirit. Now, I know immediately you standing there this close, you are a Christian, a believer, because your spirit's welcome. But now, if the Lord Jesus, if he was standing here with this suit on, now as far as if you're wanting healing, I don't know, you know that. I don't have a bit more idea what you're here for than nothing in the world. But if you're wanting healing, he couldn't heal you now because he's already did that. But now, he might do something or say something to you that would make your own faith accept it, wouldn't it? That's right. So now this is against tonight, like the woman at the well and our master, a man and a woman. We were probably born miles apart, years apart, never seen one another but in life, and here we just come here and meet one another tonight. That's just somebody give you a prayer card, and you just have to be one to come up here on the platform. Or you saw me a year ago. Well, I don't know anything about you, do I? No, nothing like that. All right. Now, the audience of this woman here, she said she saw me a year ago. Now, where? I don't know. Probably was at the other meeting or something when I was here. It's probably she was sitting out there and saw me a year ago or something when I was here. And was that when it was? I hear a year ago. That's what it was. But now, if Jesus has risen from the dead, now who knows this woman? I don't. He knows what she's here for. I don't. But if he will reveal to this woman what she's here for, and it be the truth, if he can tell what was in her life, or if he knows what was in her life, and she knows whether that's the truth or not, then he can certainly tell what will be in her life, and it'll be true too, won't it? If he knows what was, you're a witness of that. But if he does, we'll be thankful. And how many here will say, that settles it for me? I'll believe with all my heart. God bless you. Now, sister, just to talk with you just a moment. As I said, us being strangers, I see you got my book there. I hope you get some enjoyment out of reading it. You did. Sent it yet? Well, that's fine. Now, I'm just talking to you like our Lord said to the woman at the well, see. For any drink, you're just trying to get a conversation, see. You've got a human spirit, so have I. We're both Christians. Now, if there's something wrong or something you're needing or something you're wanting, your spirit knows that, so does the Holy Spirit know it. And then if God has given me a gift, then two spirits will work together, you see. Then he'll speak through me what you want and tell you whether you get it or not or whatever it is. And then, of course, it'll be your faith that'll do it. I couldn't do it. If your faith will have to accept it. Now, if he'll do that, then you'll know, and he knows nothing about you. You'll have to know it comes from some power or won't it? That's right. So you'll accept it to be the power of the Lord Jesus. Now, the lady is perfectly conscious that something is taking place. That she is in the presence of somebody besides a man. Between the lady and I comes this light. And she's got something wrong with her throat. It's a trouble in her throat. And in your nose is your trouble. And you're wanting to be prayed for. That's truth. If that is truth, raise your hand. Now, being a stranger to the woman, there it is, whatever you said is the truth. Now, the more you talk to her, of course, more it would say. Now, that's just instead of whatever it said to her. Now, I won't talk to her again just to see if the Holy Spirit would say something else. I do not know. But just something, if I'm not mistaken, it told you your disease or what it was. But now just to see it move again. If I can. Now, you just believe me as being God's servant. I'm just trying to, yeah, I know you do because you have a wonderful spirit. Yes? That was my meeting. You was in my meeting and was healed. And it was of your throat that you were healed of and your nose. And now it's got into your lungs. And that was causing some sort of a burn, an acid burn. And you have been on a trip and you were in a country where there was lots of, there was something going on that it sprayed. An airplane was passing over spraying stuff. That was in Texas, near Houston, and you got it in your lungs, and it's come back on. That is true. God bless you. Your name is something like Rush or something like Rush, that's right. Also something A Rush, and you live at 110 North 11th Avenue. That is true. You're going home well, sister. Your faith has been good. Have faith, only believe for all things to come. Dear Reverend, real Reverend, let me say, have your hand up in the air, praying. You believe it? You want to get over your head troubled, don't you? Believe that God will make you well? You do? All right. Put your hand over on the other lady there with her hand up. She's got high blood pressure. There's trouble in high blood pressure. The Lord Jesus makes you whole now. So your faith has done. God bless you. You're the patient, are you, lady? You believe that the truth, that Jesus raised from the dead? You're conscious that something's taking place? That's the angel of the Lord. You're suffering with a growth. It's an evil thing. That it's building, getting bigger. It's the developing of cells. I see him pressing. It's in the stomach. The growth is in the stomach. You believe that he who now sees all things and knows all things will take it from you? Come forward for your blessing. Lord Jesus, I bless this woman and take the curse from her. Before the Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, just believe, have faith, don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. Now, look, lady, you believe with all your heart, and you believe that God sent me as his servant? Such a wonderful face in the audience now. My, my. Oh, what could happen? A lady, look at me just a minute. You have cancer. That cancer is on the leg. Left leg down below the knee. Right? You believe Jesus is going to heal you? How do you do now? God bless you. He must do these words already. Have faith. Believe with all your heart. God will make you well. Seems like I've seen you somewhere, lady. Don't know. But however, you're here for something. Not too much longer. You have a growth on your wrist. You gotta hear it, but it don't have to be. Then you're interested in someone else, which is your mother. She has high blood pressure, doesn't she? Your husband has toothache too. He has arthritis and stomach trouble, isn't that right? You believe you're going to receive what you ask for? And you shall have it, so sure if you go believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Oh. only believe has faith in God. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible.
You got asthma to start with.
goes into your stomach, the symptoms of it give you stomach trouble. That's right. You want to get over it? Accept Jesus as your healer. God, I condemn this demon of tormenting in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You want to go with that demon of trouble, lady?
Sir, I should.
All right, raise your hand. It'll stop draining this night. You're going to go in Jesus Christ's name. All right, come, lady. Mother sitting there with colitis, sitting on colic trouble, sitting on the end there praying. You believe Jesus is going to make you well? Get you rid of it? All right, then you can have it. You believe that Jesus healed you? If you do, you can have it. Amen. Just sitting right down below you, all full of things and colon trouble. Believe it all your heart. You shall have it up soon. God bless you. You can have it all. So, your faith healed you. Amen. You want to go to the hamburger? Please, Jesus Christ, take that stomach trouble away from you. Look, lady, your head is full of that nervous. It's just the time of life you're living. All upset, everything's wrong. Nothing really wrong. You got a test it all through because your stomach is dying. Boy, eat your supper. Jesus Christ. You believe God wanted you to ask him? All right, then we can just go right on and start it. Say, praise to God. All right, what's the trouble, God? I'm on my way to need to heal today. Don't you believe it? Then go and be healed in Jesus Christ's name. All right, come with me. Oh, my. You believe it all your heart? Jesus Christ healed your stomach trouble and everything. Go on with your supper here. You believe? Stretch out that stomach trouble, what? You have the same thing. Besides that, you got sinus trouble. Then you want me to pray for your daughter who's possessed with evil spirits. Isn't that right? God bless you. Go and get what you have. You believe? Out of your heart?